ABC Radio Australia.
A draft law which would give the police in Fiji greater powers to combat crime is ringing alarm bells in some quarters of the community. The proposed legislation would allow police officers to seize computers and other electronic devices without a warrant. They would also be able to demand passwords to what the bill terms as cloud, network or desktop-based applications. And if a person were to refuse, they could be jailed for up to 10 years. The police minister says it's all about enabling the police to tackle new forms of crime, but opponents are concerned that the law as it stands would erode civil liberties. Our reporter Liam Fox has been taking a look at the bill. So, Liam, give us a bit of a flavour of this draft legislation.
Well, the existing Police Act came into effect in 1965, and the policing minister, Inia Seruiratu, says the new draft is about updating that law. One thing that's happened since the old law is the development of modern electronic and communications technology, which the new law seeks to address. The draft bill would allow police to seize computers and other electronic devices at a crime scene, from a person suspected of committing an offence, or in any public place if an officer suspects it's been used in a crime, without a warrant. Just to repeat that, without a warrant. The same goes for electronic storage devices. Officers of rank sergeant and above would be able to seize control of what the bill terms any cloud, network or desktop-based application. And if the person in control of that application does not provide unrestricted access, they face a jail term of up to 10 years. In this provision, there's no mention of a warrant at all. Officers of rank inspector and above can make similar demands to anyone in charge of a telecommunications provider or network to access, quote, any electronic telecommunication material, apparatus, device, data storage device, or cloud storage if they suspect a crime has or will be committed. If a person refuses that demand, they could face life imprisonment. In launching the draft bill, Minister Seruiratu says the proposed changes will allow police to tackle a rapidly changing criminal environment.
The draft bill aims to provide additional enforcement powers to the Fiji Police Force to effectively address new forms of crime, provide legal powers to use modern technological aids to combat complex and organized crimes, and institute deterrent penalties in comparison to the outdated penalties currently in force.
So, Liam, how are people responding to the government's plan?
Well, the draft and its potential impacts are still filtering out into the community. It's 80 pages long and written in some pretty dense legalese, so it's pretty hard going, and the specifics will take a little while to digest. But already there's been some response on social media where it's been labelled draconian and likened to something out of North Korea. One person willing to comment publicly at this stage is youth activist Ben DeVetta, who's worried about the impact the proposed changes will have on civil liberties. In light of recent events, including the forced deportation of the Vice-Chancellor of the University of the South Pacific and cases of police brutality, he says many people just don't trust the police enough to see officers handed more power.
We are going into perhaps dangerous waters. You just have to look at what transpired perhaps, I think, 3 weeks ago, where a foreign academic was literally sleeping, and then you just had authorities rocking up to his home and then whisking him away from his place in the middle of the night and then having him deported. And then you have cases of police brutality. I feel that the timing is not right. The authorities, or perhaps the government, they should focus more on establishing or perhaps re-establish the trust and confidence of the people towards them as an institution, as a police institution that has to serve and protect the people.
The point of this bill is to update the existing police bill to face new crimes and new technologies. A lot of the provisions seem to allow police to do things, to seize things without a warrant. What's your reaction to that?
It takes us back to civil liberties. Our way is our right to privacy. It's quite scary because we really don't know how this is actually going to turn out if this bill actually makes it and become law. So, you know, that's why I said we're going into dangerous waters.
That's Ben De Vita, a youth activist in Fiji, and a reporter there for Pacific Beat was Liam Fox.